Under current law, it's easier for offenders who've been civilly committed as sex predators to get discharged without supervision than it is for them to be granted supervised release. A proposed rewrite of the law is designed to fix that flaw. Lloyd Sinclair is in charge of assessing offenders for release from the Sandridge Secure Treatment Center. He says the change should enhance public safety.
The more dangerous cases are the ones where they are simply discharged and there's no supervision surveillance. They're free to live wherever they want and free to come and go as they please. What this results in a shift to is a lot more community protection because these individuals will be on supervised release. That's where they have the community notifications and the selections of where they're going to live and that sort of thing.
The changes to the law also raise the bar for offenders seeking discharge without monitoring. Under the new law, they would have to show they've participated actively in their treatment. Anthony Rios represents offenders for the state public defender's office.
I think what we're doing, at least in terms of discharge, is making it more difficult for them to get through the door and have a evidentiary hearing, either to the court or to a jury.
The new law will not, though, make it any easier for the state to find places for released sex predators to live, as more and more municipalities pass ordinances effectively barring such offenders from living anywhere in their community. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.